Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up and turn on all the lights. Oh. Well, get ready for some.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. A 3 o'clock hour on a victory Monday. Packers beat the Raiders 42-24, and at 6-1, they feel like they should be one of the front runners in the NFC. But another front runner in the NFC continue to step up. We'll get into that in just a couple of minutes. Matt LaFleur comes up at 3:35. His day after press conference. 414-799-1250 live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. Gary's on the phones today, so that means it's live and we're having fun. That's 414-799-1250.
Let's go to Ty and Philly. Ty, you up next. 1057FMTheFan. Hey Ty. Ty.
What's going on with
Doug Peterson, man?
Say that again.
What's going on with Doug Peterson?
He guaranteed a win down there in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
He said we're gonna go down there and kick that.
Oh man. Hey, the ceiling is falling down here for the Eagles, man. I feel blessed to be a Packers fan.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know why they're acting like that. Dallas is going to still give it to them, and they got to just win again, that's all.
Yeah, they'll have a chance. That game was more important for Dallas.
It was.
You know, they got them again at the lead on in the season in Philly, so they'll have a chance.
What you got, Ty?
You know, just based on what y'all just was talking about, man, you know, far as, you know, the NFC and far as, you know, I always felt like, you know, the Green Bay Packers, the high that they was going to rise to was going to be on the ceiling that Aaron Rodgers could reach. And it ain't always about having, you know, MVP caliber numbers, man. But he has some things that's been put around him to where I thought that he needed to be more efficient and take advantage a little bit more of the opportunities that was being provided to him. Mm-hmm. And he rose to that MVP level by doing that yesterday. And it ain't always about throwing all these touchdowns and because they got a run game, they got a defense that can get stops at times. But, you know, I quite frankly think that the Green Bay Packers, as of yesterday, announced that they are a Super Bowl contender. And Aaron Rodgers definitely has slid to number one in the MVP conversation. And I just look at going forward, as far as the wide receiver, I felt like I was the first one who brought Emmanuel Sanders' name up, especially on this station. So I'm going to throw y'all another one. Travis Benjamin, sitting out there in L.A.
Yeah, he's too big and too slow. They got enough guys.
Yeah, he don't do nothing for him. I'd rather go with Lazard.
Than somebody like that?
Mm-hmm.
But an Emmanuel Sanders still pique your interest?
He piqued me. But
Lazard's another guy. He drops that ball early and then comes out and makes that gray play on the left sideline, goes up for that ball and lets everybody know, I'm not going to do that. Won't happen again.
Right. Well, I mean, he's learning, Steve.
Well,
I mean,
drops is part of it. So that's fine. But he doesn't have to.
He's a dog, though,
but I'll say, I think people are getting the context of everything. If you want another, you don't have to cut him. No, he's on the team. He's earned the right. If you go all the way back to – you know, preseason, he's earned the right to be on the team. Now, the one that may get some smoke, maybe Shepard. You know, Shepard got to be hoping to get through this month. And, you know, because he's not doing that great in return. If you can get a return guy and another guy with a little wiggle, but I don't
know. Dante Parker probably didn't return catch.
They dialed Shepard back. Okay.
That's for sure. Yeah, you didn't see 10 much. Dude. Did not see 10 much.
Dude.
What do you mean, the offense?
No.
At all.
They just
he's a return guy.
Just catch the ball, man.
Yeah, that's it. You don't need to be a hero there.
Yeah, don't need to be a hero.
No.
Don't want need for you to make no plays.
100%. There was a situation over
fair
the weekend.
Catch it. Fair catch it.
So the new rule in college where you can fair catch it inside of the 20 and it goes out as a touchback. Mm-hmm. One kid at the game that I was calling this week, game out of hand. I think it was 56-3 or whatever at the point. Wow. Gets the ball. He's like, I'm going to do something with this one. Mm-hmm. Takes it out, gets lit up by the 18.
Pat
on the helmet of, why don't you just fair catch it again next time? Like we've done all day long.
Right.
Just do your job.
So was this a football game or one of your softball games?
This was a football game. Yeah, it was not great. 414-799-1250. Yeah, no, it wasn't
25-5.
It wasn't great. 414-799-1250. Live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. Packers win 42-24 at Lambeau Field. But, guys, down in Chicago, that Saints team is once again showing, Gary, that they are for real on that defense.
Well, right, and Steve's right. I mean, and you know, he was looking up some stuff. And right, I would say Sean Payton right now would be my leading candidate for Coach of the Year, what he's been able to do with Teddy Bridgewater, no doubt about it. I mean, Matt LaFleur, to me, be a close second. I mean, because here's the thing. Everybody's probably going to overlook Matt LaFleur because you got Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking Aaron Rodgers to be different Aaron Rodgers. Steve, to me, maybe you can tell me right or wrong, but it kind of feels like to me when McCarthy first walked in the door with Brett Favre and said, Farvey.
I doubt he said Farvey. You can go with that if you'd like, though.
Farvey, you know, and he ended up having his best career year ever, Steve.
Yep.
No, his best career ever was in Minnesota.
Well, yeah, but
for the Packers.
Up until that point.
Yeah.
Does it feel like they were to you or no?
Yeah, feels exactly the same way to me, no doubt. And that's kind of where you are. But as we all know, because Favre was at the end, and then the whole retirement thing and everything else, Rodgers isn't in that same boat. Rodgers thinks he can play another 5 years. So you won't have this, well, this is too much work. I don't want to put all this work into it. Rodgers has always been fine doing all this extra crap. So I don't think you'll have that ending like you had necessarily with Favre and McCarthy and Ted. I think this plays out a little bit longer and this marriage grows a little bit more as they continue to move forward in this relationship. This has a happier ending, I think, at the end of the day.
Well, we did the topic, Gary, a few before the season started of where do you think Aaron Rodgers is on his career, right? And you said, I think he's locking up that belt and he's ready to go after the 10th. Went in, got himself a little bit of food. Line himself up, and he's ready to go.
Yeah.
He believes that he can play close to probably another 8 to 10 years.
He wants to play in his 40s.
He wants to show up Tom Brady because Tom Brady's now reset the game of how long you can play.
Right, and if he can continue to play like this in this offense, he can play that long because they're not asking him to hold on to football, Aurora, for a long time. I mean, everything right now is like quick.
Yeah, the pass that he threw to Aaron Jones was amazing. I mean, that was a 50-50 ball, and it was a back shoulder. Aaron Jones, being a great athlete, turns and catches it on the other side. I mean, that's just a remarkable throw. And, I mean, even the throw he hit, he had like 5 throws that I thought that were just unbelievable. But this is great timing. Everything is great timing for the Packers. Not only that, because, you know, Patrick Mahomes is hurt. And then going into this week, a lot of people, myself, thinking Russell Wilson might have been the MVP. He has a terrible game. Throws a pick 6 and get beat 30-16 or something at home. And then you were thinking, now the national conversation really is San Francisco's defense because Garoppolo's not playing worth of nothing. But that defense is amazing. But they play Washington.
Are you buying into San Fran real quick?
Hey, man, that defense, I've looked at them.
9-0, though, Leroy. 9-0.
That's
Washington.
They couldn't get one touchdown.
One.
But Washington can't get a touchdown if the weather's nice, okay? They got a lot of turmoil going on. So there's 3 teams like that. Cincinnati is like that, and so is Miami. That when you play them, it's a stat game. But guess what, guys? They're going to beat somebody. So you never underestimate another team. If you look it up the street, when Illinois, you were supposed to beat them by 31 points. And for some reason, because people look at,
realize we made it.
I want to be
71 minutes.
No. Yeah. Players are supposed to look at it week by week.
Sure.
We made it 71 minutes without somebody bringing that up.
And when you don't, anybody can beat you. I would never guess somebody could put up 24 points on that defense where they've been shutting people out. And this is not a great offense in Illinois. They're going to face a great offense this week with Ohio State. But guess what? If you beat Ohio State, hey, all's forgotten. You may not be in the national championship conversation.
Oh, they will.
Yeah,
be.
You will.
But they will be.
If you beat Ohio State, yo, you
nope. Oh, yeah, 100%.
They'll be right back in.
Listen, Ohio Alabama State, get one loss, they ain't going nowhere. They're still going to be there. No. Clemson get one loss, they're going to be there.
No, you be in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. They're never going to be in the conversation.
Sure they will. They beat Ohio State.
Nope.
And then if they beat Ohio State again in the Big Ten championship
LSU, game, I could pick them right now if you want to.
Go ahead, Leroy.
You can
don't pick them yet. Go ahead. Hold on to that.
If those teams lose one game, do for you sure. agree with me that Alabama, if they lose one game, they're still going to make it?
Over Wisconsin, yes.
For sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So all those teams, it's like a built-in, you got to be undefeated and just shut out everybody.
But this is going to be one of those years that it appears that everybody's going to have one loss.
And that hurts you.
No, I think it helps you because you're going to go on, you're going to hand Ohio State their first loss, and then also you're probably going to have to go hand Penn State their first loss in the Big Ten championship game, because if you watch Penn State at home on Saturday night, that's a bunch that is playing
a
different style.
But you got a bad loss on your resume with Illinois.
Yeah, but it's on the road. It's not like
what
does
that mean?
But it's not like when Ohio State went and got boat raced last year down in Purdue under the lights.
That's what hurt them.
They got beat by 28.
Yeah.
You gave one away, a game that you should have won.
By one point.
But
you were favored by 31.
Ohio State was a 34-point favorite last year. 34 points, and they lost to a team with three losses.
Schools that get one loss, they're still going to be up for a championship.
Sure.
And you're not one of those.
Well, they're going to have some style points. On the way out.
Tomorrow, Jugga Winkler, Bart told me that he is telling everybody why the Badgers have 0% chance of making the playoffs this year. Zero. Tomorrow morning, 6 or 10.
Listen to Bart. Well, he's just teasing it. Yeah. So you don't
I think he's serious.
Yeah, but
he did
just
this whole thing again last year, and then felt like he was cool when they ended up with 4 losses.
Well, he also told me at the end of I joined them after every Packer win or loss.
This morning, you're
right. Yes, sir.
And then at the end, he said, well, make sure you say something to Gary, because people think that Gary is an Aaron Rodgers basher. And I quickly corrected him that Gary is not an Aaron Rodgers basher.
Bart's talking about me again?
Well, that's your boy.
I love him.
And he was just joking. He's not serious.
These dudes just love to pick at each other.
I love
him. It's like a brother thing.
You guys all know.
Big brother,
if anybody loves the friction around the fan staff, it is definitely me. I'm all about the friction.
Well, so we'll tune in and find out what he says.
And also, speaking of that, Tim and Tosh podcast, soon to be revived here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, and the radio.com app.
They got snatched off, right?
We did. Yes, but allegedly there's some new stuff in the works that we'll try to play nice. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. If you were treated today to the Chuck and Winkler pregame show, Ryan Horvath started things out at 5 a.m. We are now live at 5 here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Took your calls after the Packers win today. He'll be on again tomorrow, starting up at 5, getting ready for Chuck and Winkler, 6 to 10 on The Fan. And then this one's really interesting. Tomorrow at 11:35 on The Fan, Tim Donaghy is going to be on 105.7 FM, The Fan. The ref that fixed the NBA games?
Yeah, we've had him on the Big Show before.
Tim Donaghy is going to be on with Bill Michaels. That is going to be a lot of fun to hear somebody that enjoys a couple of wagers. I'd like to know maybe what he thinks of what's going on in the NFL, because the NFL officiating is brutal. 414-799-1250. Packers get a win, and yes, Leroy Butler just brought it up. The Badgers lose, and you can talk about it with a former Badger running back. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Your chance at $1,000 straight ahead.
The Raiders defense, I thought they have a really, really stout run defense. They tend to load the box up on you and play physical. They play downhill, and just thought that going through the air might be the best way to attack them.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Matt LaFleur said, we were scouting it out. We kind of knew we'd be able to throw it on them. This is, again, another game plan, another week, another victory for the Green Bay Packers. Now 6-1, Gary, are your former Green Bay Packers. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Who would have thought would happen? And this way.
Six total touchdowns yesterday from Aaron Rodgers. If you are like me and you are one of the fantasy owners that had to play against Aaron Rodgers, sorry.
Yeah, so tell me this. Because coming into this last game here, Rodgers not an MVP, numbers ain't good enough. Does this put him into the MVP race for you yet or no?
Most certainly.
So now he is with one good game.
He's in the MVP race, and Matt LaFleur is in the Coach of the Year race.
Sure.
Both of them.
And Gutekunst for Executive of the Year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think, you know, and why does this one game do it? Because I think now it's just the totality of everything. You're 6-1. You get your 5 touchdowns. But then you just add it all up together and you see what's left. And really, right now, there's only in the NFC right now, it's just really him and Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson kind of puked a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, bad game.
And then who else you got? My boy down in.
Lamar Jackson's got to be a part of the conversation.
And Christian McCaffrey.
And McCaffrey.
As well.
I mean, so
he's carrying his team by himself.
It's about 5 guys, and he's one of them.
You're not buying into Kyle Allen?
There was an article on Yahoo.
Go ahead.
There was an article on Yahoo earlier today that I was seeing, and the columnist was suggesting that the Panthers trade Cam Newton to the Chicago Bears to help save the Bears season. And the Panthers
can't save the Bears season. They just
would be allowed to move on.
Top 3 quarterback down there, Trubisky, because they can't even scrap him down.
Why you gotta do that?
They can.
I don't think they have to hold on to him, no.
Are you kidding? With the investment they made of that? That whole front office should be fired your quarterback.
Well, they traded up to get that joker.
Well, you got to admit a mistake.
And you gave up a lot to get Khalil Mack. You're stuck. You can't do
Khalil
anything.
Khalil Mack, who has avoided the media, I believe, now for 3 straight games, down in Chicago.
He should. His defense is playing terrible.
We all know this, right, men? We know this. Wow. One of the hardest things for us to do is admit that we made a mistake.
Right.
Well, of course.
Right?
That's in a man's DNA.
Ryan Pace needs to admit that he made a mistake and go get somebody else.
I hate not doing it.
Even if it's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And
then,
you know what? If it's me, I wouldn't go get Cam Newton.
No, I'd go and get Fitzmagic.
Cam Newton is not the most accurate quarterback for that system.
Let's go to George on the north side. George, up next, 1057. Captain, the fan. George, what you got, buddy?
Nothing.
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to talk about just 2 things.
Come on, just talk about 2.
Y'all.
Yeah, come on.
It's the Packers and the Badgers. And first, I'm going to hit the Packers real quick.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers, he had a great game. But, like, I always try to look at the whole totality of a season, not just a few games. He's not in the MVP race because of one game. It does look very promising because he did what he did.
Right.
But I think the MVP, you playing good from the beginning to the end. On a consistent basis, there is no gaps in between. The Packers looked good. You know, my Cowboys, I'm a Cowboy fan.
Well, let me just hold on, Joe. Let me just ask you this. NFC, who are the top 4 players right now in the NFC?
In the NFC, if I have to sit back and look at it right now, is Russell Wilson, to me, is number 1.
Okay.
Okay, you got Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Okay. I'll put Aaron at 4. I just don't want to put him at 1.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But I'm just saying he's in the conversation.
He's in the conversation. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. I don't think that he's going to win it. I mean, if he just tear it up from here on.
But for
I'm not an Aaron Rodgers head.
But for me, last week he was in the conversation. You don't have to make the addendum that you're not an Aaron Rodgers hater because you don't have him won. That's just how you feel.
Just keep it
straight 100, George. Who else you want to talk about?
T100 to me, to me, the MVP is Russell Wilson.
That's fine.
He keep playing like this. He'll be. Only reason I do that, you know, he's a Badgers player.
Yeah.
You know, I like to represent players that play for Wisconsin.
Sure.
As far as the Badgers,
yeah,
man, it's over. Just like Leroy said, you lose to Illinois, it's over. And I'm gonna put it like this: Illinois offense ain't nothing. They're gonna be Ohio State Buckeyes.
No.
Oh my! They're not beating Ohio State Buckeyes. It's no way to beat the Buckeyes. Got how many weapons? Quarterback, receivers, running back.
We're losing you, man. Sorry,
Steve, do you remember when I said this about 10 years ago?
Thanks, George.
Same old Badgers.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep.
Saturday. When you said it. When it happened. First of all, I'll explain where I was.
All right, go ahead.
So the 12-year-old got hurt playing baseball, so I spent some time at the hospital.
Nursing that.
Did he get hit by a ball?
No, hurt his groin. Dealing with that, right. So then I went down to the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, dropped off my tic-tac-toe sheets for Sunday, and I walk in. Badgers just scored a touchdown. It's 27. It's good. And then the 12-year-old's like, hey, can I go back and be with my team and watch them play their second game?
Fine. Good stuff,
So then I drove back to the Rock and sat there and watched his team play. And another dad pulls out his phone and goes, Badgers lost. I'm like, no, they did not. He goes, yes, they did. And he showed me the thing. So then I go back. I look at the game story. Taylor fumble, Cone interception. And I'm going, this is what happened last year. Hornibrook pick, Taylor fumbling left and right. Yeah. And that was the one thing they really avoided this year was the offense turning it over, and they turned it over late. And then, of course, red zone issues. You can't punch the ball in when you get down there.
And missed a field goal.
They were holding Taylor for the most part in checking that game.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah, Gary, do you want to expound upon your Wisconsin Badgers? Instead, I'm going to say that it's your chance for a $1,000 roster bonus. All you need is this hour's cash keyword. How about this? This is fitting.
Yeah.
Relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Text relax to 72881.
I just have his
message and data rates do apply. Billy, make sure to listen during the 4 o'clock hour for your next chance.
I'm good. Billy, so I said this. Oh, my God, Gary, you're not a Badger fan. You're not. Oh, my God, you're a Badger hater. Oh, my God. Just, oh, my God, Gary, I can't believe you say something like, oh, my God, Gary, you just hate the Badgers. You shouldn't even go to the University of Wisconsin. You shouldn't. And now I got people tweeting me now.
Uh-oh.
Same old Badgers. And so now they understand.
There's a hashtag now.
They understand what it is. They understand what I'm talking about. Sometimes it takes people a while to get up to speed with where I am, because I tell the truth all the time.
Tell them what you told Dennis. You and Dennis had a nice
one.
You
got to
see it. You got to see
because
it. Because awesome.
We can do this. I don't know. Do you think it was a trap game?
Oh, yeah. They were totally looking ahead.
See, I don't think it was. But if you are a program like Wisconsin, it's a trap game.
Mm-hmm.
But Alabama, they don't have trap games. Clemson, they don't have trap games. Because you know why? Because when they go in that living room, Nick Saban saying, we win a national championship and you're going to go to the NFL. They know what it is right now at Wisconsin, which I love my program. I love. You know what they say when they come into your living room?
You're going to graduate.
You're going to graduate.
Yeah. You're going to redshirt to your first year. You're going to play. You go 5 years, you're going to be here. It's a whole different tone.
Yep. You're going to graduate with a great degree. You're going to have an opportunity to make so much money.
Why can't you do
the job right away?
Yeah.
But how does it affect recruiting?
What do you mean?
They just got a top recruit.
It reflects recruiting like what you see on the field. What you see on the field, Steve. You got about 10, 12 walk-ons playing. I'm being facetious.
Yeah, I know.
But that's how it doesn't. Here's how it does.
So recruits say the same thing as you say, same old Badger.
Yes, well, I don't know if recruits say that.
While they're there. Once they're away from the program for a 10-year run.
You can't even get Monte Ball to say that
because he's still within the 10 years.
Yeah, you can't even get Russell Wilson to say that. JJ.
No, what I'm saying is a kid being recruited by the Badgers sees them lose to Illinois and go.
No. Because then I'm glad to go to Wisconsin. I'm glad to have a scholarship. Great place, fun. I mean, you go there. I mean,
it's amazing,
right? The problem is, Steve.
One of the best college towns in the world.
The problem is, if you're being recruited by Ohio State and Wisconsin, where are you going?
How many of those kids are in that class, though?
Thank you.
They're not even in that living room.
So we don't have to worry about it.
Really?
You don't need to be in that class to beat Illinois.
But they're in the living room of your safety brother down in Muskego.
Yeah, well, because he's local. I mean, you got
the same conversation with
you
that.
You got to go there.
Sure.
In Ohio, how many living rooms are they in with Ohio State?
Correct. Yeah, they ain't getting bored.
They're taking the kids Ohio State don't want.
Well, so what bowl are they going to then? The same one? Which
no,
one
they
got to
get them before Ohio State gets them. They got to get them before
they're
Alabama
bowl eligible,
get them.
So
before
they'll go down
these other teams do. Like Craig Evans, when I was coming out, he was in Sun Prairie. Granted, local, right down the street.
Well, they had him.
You got to get there before the other universities go get there. The linebacker from McGuire.
And he
same.
Couldn't play at Wisconsin.
In
that
the
was
ninth
Gary
grade,
Anderson.
You should be sending letters out.
But, Steve, they just don't have... And the reason why they lose games, like now, I didn't see them losing Illinois. I swear to God, I didn't call that. But
you came in here with your Badger bucket hat on Friday.
Right?
I didn't expect you to think they were going to lose.
Hey, Leroy compared Illinois to Oakland for the, and I ripped Leroy and said, oh, come on, that's an insult to Oakland. Don't be comparing Illinois to Oakland. That's what I said. And obviously,
Didn't see it at all. I mean, that hurt me, man. That hurt me so bad. But then I go, you know what? Gary, it falls into the same old Badgers. I mean, they do it all the time. They just don't have enough players game in a game. And to me, I'm going to keep it straight 100. Jonathan Taylor, like, he want none of that yesterday.
I don't know why.
That smoke yesterday.
Now, I got one.
When you know.
Sure.
You know you're going to get hit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know
this
what is
it Big
is.
Ten football.
You know that. You know Illinois is loaded. You from the first two, three times they hit you, you either got to say, all right, let me just strap it up just a little bit tighter and run on. That Joker felt like to me he didn't. I don't know, Steve.
But he took a couple of hits and he was like, "Man, I wasn't ready for this today."
Oh, that hurt.
But now, It wasn't Will Muschamp. Will Muschamp's the head coach at South Carolina. So South Carolina goes in and beats third-ranked Georgia at home a couple of weeks ago. And Kirby Smart comes up. Now, they've been in national championship games the last couple of years.
Right.
Kirby Smart comes in and goes, guys, this is the SEC. All these kids are at an SEC program for a reason.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to play a legitimate team every single weekend. Now, I don't know if it's to that level in the Big Ten.
Right.
But that's still a team with 76 scholarship players going against you on their homecoming, their one chance to play a top five team at home.
And then South Carolina lost to Florida this week.
Yeah.
And that was in a South Carolina's, you know, road to glory after that. Because they had to come back and beat Florida to have any chance.
But that's not it.
It's one game.
Right. No one from the Illini is thinking that they're going to win the national championship.
No, they're trying
to get to a bowl game.
They're trying to build
with South Carolina. They're trying to get to a bowl game. This just happens to be the one day that we play our best 30 minutes of football towards the end of the game.
And that they did. And we pretty much kind of gave it to them. But I'm just saying, I don't believe in trap games. Because you have to know in college football, right away you can't lose a game.
Well, and they had great conversation to say that it wasn't a thing. I mean, Chris Orr has been saying that it wasn't a trap game, that there were no trap games on the schedule all year long.
It's not, Steve. It's what you've been saying a long time ago. I mean, when we first got on this station a long time ago, you were saying to the point of why don't they talk national championships at Wisconsin. Why don't they talk national championships? At Alabama, they talk. You hear Nick Saban say what we going to go win. What do they talk about Wisconsin?
Education.
And Big Ten.
Great. Graduating.
Big Ten. We get this game, we can get to the Big Ten championship game.
And they're not paying players. Yeah. We won't even go to California. Yeah,
that's what they
do
say.
Remember that they are student athletes.
First, we get all that. And then this is why you get what you get. I ain't mad at my program. If they go to a bowl game, I go. I went to Miami. I ain't mad.
Well, they can still go to the Rose Bowl.
So now.
I still think they can get in.
Don't look now. Daryl Thompson tweeted at me yesterday.
Oh, man. He's got to be living it.
Daryl Thompson tweeted at me yesterday, Steve. He tweeted Arnold Schwarzenegger. In a boat with his shirt off, rowing it.
What was the caption?
That was it.
Because
that's their thing.
You know what it is. Minnesota, you got to row the boat.
Row the boat. That's their thing. What's the guy named? Fleck.
P.J. Fleck.
Fleck got the rowing the boat thing, right, Steve? You know that?
Rutgers is so bad. I was watching that game yesterday.
Yeah, he tweeted at me, Hunter Schwarzenegger, in a boat with his shirt off, rowing a boat. That was it. He didn't say nothing else.
I'll say this, though. P.J.
Fleck. Good, don't
P.J. Fleck's got a lot of buy-in in that program. A lot more than you
would
have thought.
You already said it. They already out-recruited Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Because they spent more money.
Right.
That reminds me of when Barry Alvarez got here. I mean, that type of buy-in from the program, the fans, the players are buying in that they can do it now. And it's something he can build off. Now, how long he will be there before he goes somewhere else to a bigger program, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he has a Barry-like run, he might end up being AD there too. I'm telling you, that guy is a legit coach.
Steve Dean, legit coach. Place in the West.
Yeah.
Well,
they're not gonna run the table. They're not running the table.
You know who don't fell off?
I was not Iowa,
they don't fell off.
I agree.
They got happy with Kirk Ferentz. He can stay there forever.
He should have been gone years ago.
Right. But they're okay. They're singing that same tune that Wisconsin singing, but we're singing it louder.
We got to get to a sports flash here, but real quick, because I had to bring it up. So I've been saying on these airwaves that I believe Nick Saban will be the next Dallas Cowboys head coach, right?
Sure.
I've been saying that. Did you hear what happened over the weekend? Urban Meyer flat out said, I'd come back and coach for the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow. Like, no questions asked. I'd love to coach for the Dallas Cowboys. Just said it in front of the world to hear.
We don't want quitters on our team.
Said it for everybody.
Can somebody find a sound?
We got to find it. Said it for everybody. That's
fine.
What he said. The Cowboys, the Yankees, and one other team. He goes, you got to go do that. They ask.
Find
it. He's going to coach 2 years and quit. Just stay where he is.
Find Jason Garrett.
Find it.
Ooh, buddy. Because you know Jerry Jones would love some Urban Meyer.
We don't have to dig around and find it. We have Matt LaFleur coming up next.
Wait.
You'll hear from the head coach. And also, I do have that Urban Meyer sound. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
This segment of the Big Show is brought to you by Uptown Motors Lincoln. Uptown begins with you, the official auto dealership of Leroy Butler. Go to UptownMotors.com. Now, let's hear from the head coach on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Packers head coach speaks. We listen. Matt LaFleur, we were just talking about him possibly being in the mix for NFL Coach of the Year. Where does he feel his football team is after the 42-24 win yesterday at Lambeau Field? Today, after he was able to evaluate the film, see what he saw, and that last question by Jason Wilde was an interesting one when you think of what everybody's wanted to talk about. Are they going to get along? Are they going to coexist? We had the Rodgers thing. What was that, week one or week two, Stevie, when he said, you know, Matt likes to get cozy over on the bench, right? And he's ripping him. Well, I don't know why he's got to go over on the bench. Can't he just say it, you know, to the side? But there's definitely some connection that these guys are getting somewhat along, and it's fun.
It's fun when you win.
He got to call him old in the postgame.
The old man.
The old man even ran for one. He got to call him old. Brett Favre would have ripped.
Brett Favre doesn't like the old man.
He would have ripped that kid for saying that he was old at that point.
Yeah, I'm happy that they're getting along, and this is all fine and dandy. But let's hope this continues going this way. As we talked about earlier in the show, LaFleur is learning not only Rodgers, but his wide receivers, his running backs, his offensive linemen. He's kind of learning everybody and what they do well and what they don't do well, how they react in certain situations. And that obviously factors into what he's calling. I just think this offense is going to continue to get better and better here as you go forward, and it's going to be harder and harder for defenses to game plan against this team because, as Gary pointed out earlier, he's shown you so much different stuff on tape of how he's going to attack and beat you, whether it be just running the ball and taking kind of Aaron out of the game and not being as big of a critical piece of that offense to what you just saw in this game where it was Aaron and wide receivers not named Devontae Adams, and they tore the Raiders apart.
Well, just so you know, this is not going to be like this all year. I mean,
they're going to
run into some bumps. I mean,
they're going to have some adversity, it's going to change a little bit.
And that's sports, right? I mean, that's sports.
That's every business, too.
If you know it, you always run into something, and then, you know, 100%. You got to be able to overcome all that stuff, and then you got to be able to get it back. There's going to be arguments. There's going to be disagreements. And it's not always going to be hunky-dory, but it's just how you handle it when those things come up.
It's your chance at $1,000 before 4 o'clock. Text RELAX, R-E-L-A-X, RELAX, to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Make sure to listen throughout the 4 o'clock hour for your next keyword to win. Put a grand in your hand on the fan. We'll also have opportunities throughout the week starting at 9 a.m. here on the fan for you to win. 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the freeradio.com app. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, and our insider here on the fan is going to join us at 435. We'll also get you a look at the injury report, the drive of the game, and Gary's going to tell you about Pella Windows and Doors.
Hey, speaking of drive of the game, got to have to drive back to Green Bay for another 3 weeks. I mean, it's amazing how they've had all their
front loaded here.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
The Raiders haven't played a home game. Well, now, that means in California, because they had, theoretically, the home game in London against the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play a home game for 61 days.
What? That's crazy. Talk about my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors. I mean, they're not going to wait for 61 days to come out.
Come on out
and
do it
now. They come out and do it right now, guys.
Especially if you're paying.
Yeah, choose 50% off installation or zero APR financing for 48 months. A great choice of offers, but here's what makes the offer from Pella your best deal right now, folks. Selection. Not just one or two, but 9 styles of windows to fit your particular taste. And in a choice of luxurious wood, fiberglass, or vinyl. Financing. Yes, folks. Options for every single budget. Lower than typical home equity loans. Installation done in as little as 1 day. Year round, folks. They'd do it today if they had to. Each window replacement can happen in a matter of minutes and is completed one at a time. The best lifetime warranty. Yes, folks. The best limited lifetime warranty on wood windows. Innovations we're talking about. Pella has over 150 design patents, from the between the glass blinds to the 2019 award-winning roll screen that practically disappears out of view. All these reasons and more make every Pella offer even better, including this, folks. Through November 14th, choose 50% off installation or 0% APR financing for 48 months. Visit PellaWI.com today and tell them that Gary and Leroy sent you.
Quickly before the break, we do have some breaking news, and it's brought to you by Radio.com Sports and Indeed.com. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Zion Williamson is going to miss the first 6 to 8 weeks after he had surgery today, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, on the left side of his meniscus.
Yeah, well, he'll be back right in time for that Christmas game, probably, and then we'll see what Zion Williamson looks like. And I'm seeing people tweeting...
7 weeks and 2 days is when... the New Orleans Pelicans are scheduled to play at Fiserv mm-hmm. Forum.
And it's 6 to 8 weeks for the injury prognosis, so he'll be there Christmas Day. And for me,
I wanted to see him at Fiserv.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm seeing people tweeting about, you know, he needs to lose some weight.
He might need to.
It's going to take away from what he does. Part of his game is a power game. They will post people up and bang on guys.
No. When you
20 to 30 pounds is a lot of weight. That will affect his game.
No. You just tighten it up. Just tighten it up.
Yeah, there's a little bit of baby fat around the middle.
Just tighten it up.
Yeah, no doubt. And same thing that Aaron Jones talked about, what he did.
Just tighten it up. And most times, you're in a gaining weight because muscle weighs more than fat.
But what he has on him, does that lead to possible knee injuries going forward because of his size and how tall he is?
Well, I hadn't seen him naked to actually know.
Which changes it up, yeah, because then you get to see exactly where the muscles are.
Yeah, but
his arms look like he's cut up.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if they're talking, and I don't know inside, but if they're talking losing weight, yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys, what is he? Is he 21 yet?
No, he's like 19.
You kidding me?
Yeah,
he's still in his baby body, man. So what he can do is get real about it and get a trainer, just tighten it up. I don't know if you necessarily have to lose it. I think he just figure out how to tighten it up.
It's also, sadly, it's just not eating the comfort food. Aaron Jones talked about it when he was trying to lose his weight. It's not getting the pizza on a Tuesday night when nobody else is watching.
No.
It's that when you're eating the chicken when you know you need to.
Right. Well, and see, here's what folks don't get. But you can have the pizza.
For sure.
But not the whole pizza.
But why would I do that?
See?
Gary and I had these conversations when I broke a couple of feet before.
And I had to learn that the hard way myself.
For sure. Absolutely. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We got more Packers conversation at Green and Gold Monday. Are there any concerns about that defense? Our future Hall of Fame safety answers that next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.